Student actors will stage a little-known off-Broadway musical at Arkansas State University Theater starting tonight. As Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media reports, actors in Zombie Prom say they need both their imaginative and their serious sides to play their characters authentically.
I think part of it is that it was almost too pretty, and that moment, it either needs to be really sincere or really, really cheesy. And so we're going to err on the side of going cheesier. And
that's director Lisa Bone at a recent rehearsal for Zombie Prom, which is set in 1950s in Rico Fermi High and tells the story of Johnny, who's considered a hoodlum for dropping the H from the spelling of his name and distracting his new girlfriend, Toffee, while she's supposed to be applying to colleges.
No. Change it back, Johnny.
Well, I think I want to keep the H out.
Junior theater major Zach Passmore says he jumped at the offer to play Johnny, the only zombie among a group of human high schoolers in their senior year.
I think it was just the most fun role in the show, honestly. Don't tell anyone I said that, but I think I was mainly drawn to it because of just the vocal challenge as far as singing-wise and also just the authenticity of the role. I think it allows a lot of creative expression and artistic integrity, and I really love that.
Johnny dies, but comes back zombified and wants to re-enroll in school with a less rebellious attitude so he can take Toffee to the prom. But there's a problem in that Rule Number 7, Subsection 9 of the Student Handbook of Life specifically says no zombies. Passmore says to play a zombie on stage, you have to be sincere. This is real, this is life, well, afterlife.
Oh yeah, of course, because if you don't fully take on the character and you have in mind that, you know, this is a comedy, I'm supposed to be funny, then, you know, it really doesn't read to the audience and it doesn't seem as funny as if you were actually being genuine and you were portraying the character like it was the first time you went through it.
Junior theater major Alyssa Burleson plays Toffee, who's urged by her friends to get over Johnny's death since it's been 3 whole weeks already.
I love you and there's nothing that will ever change that.
I mean, for my character especially, like, it's the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. So there are those lows where I, you know, I've lost my boyfriend and he's gone. And my character is really sad. And even though portraying that sadness can even be funny for the audience, my character really is, you know, is depressed and in all black and just beside herself with grief, but it's still pretty lighthearted and it picks back up pretty quick.
Burleson drew a contrast between Zombie Prom and the last play she was in, The Diary of Anne Frank.
We did that last semester and I played Meep Guys. So going from playing this character that is protecting this family and keeping them alive for as long as she does. It's, you know, everything is always at stake. And so transitioning from that to a high school in the 50s where I'm kind of this carefree girl, you know, dating this boy, and it's all kind of just like this little love story is significantly different than things I've done in the past, yes.
Bone says a staging of Zombie Prom only works because it's such a departure from the norm. She invites the audience to join the fun by showing up in prom outfits, zombie costumes, or both.
We're going to have a little place set up in the lobby for them to take sort of quote-unquote prom pictures. We're going to have like a little gazebo with some cheesy ferns and things like that. So I'm really hoping that people will have a good time, not just watching, but also just in that full participation. So I say zombie and or prom, bring it.
Zombie Prom will run in the Drama Theater at Fowler Center through March 1st.
Am I stepping forward with my right, with my left?
For Arkansas Public Media, I'm Ann Kenda.
Left over right.
Left over right.